As a child, I felt I weighed my mother down. In turn, I felt weighed down by the inscrutability of life. Being born was a shock from which I never recovered. Often, by night or day, voices spoke to me. I came to realize that they were the voices of my spirit companions.
"What are you doing here?"
one of them would ask.
Living,
I would reply.
"Living for what?"
I don't know.
Why don't you know? Haven't you seen what lies ahead of you?
No.
Then they showed me images which I couldn't understand. They showed me a prison. A woman covered in golden boils. A long road. Pitiless sunlight. A flood. An earthquake.
Death. "Come back to us," they said. "We miss you by the river. You have deserted us. If you don't come back, we will make your life unbearable." I would start shouting, telling them to do their worst.
On one of these occasions, my mom came into the room and stood watching me. When I noticed her, I became silent. Her eyes were bright. She came over and hit me on the head and said,
"Who are you talking to?"
"No one," I replied. She gave me a long stare. I don't remember how old I was at the time. Afterwards, my spirit companions took great delight in getting me into trouble.
Corina lady tell you anything you want to know?
Not really, no.
She worked for the government. How are you ever going to get a straight answer out of her?
Oh my God. What's that?
Hold on to your head, man.
What is it?
Roadblock.
Damn!
What?
My watch! You just smashed my watch, you idiot!
Better than a smashed head, boss.
You're trying to get us killed!
I'm trying to stop you from being kidnapped. Oh man, they're coming after us. Take the wheel.
What?
Take the wheel.
Where the hell did I come from?
Keep driving and keep your head down.
Are you out of your mind?
It's okay. They're coming back now. We've shaken them off.
Have you had that gun with you the whole time?
Daddy.
Yes, my boy.
Daddy.
What is the excitement all about? Don't run like that, or you might hurt yourself.
Good evening, Uncle Sam.
Welcome, my son. You're returning so late from the football field.
Yes, Uncle. We were watching the engineers.
Huh? Engineers? In the village?
What engineers?
They are laying cables. They are bringing electricity to the village.
Really? Hey. That is great news, Odi.
Hey.
We will soon be living like they do in the city.
Daddy, you know that this means you have to buy me...
Wait. Look, Norua, don't get too excited, eh?
Why?
They may be laying cables, but it does not mean we will all have electricity.
Odi,
I'm telling you, we may end up using the cables that they are laying to spread out our washing to dry.
Daddy, you are funny, really funny.
No, but I am quite serious. Anyway, why don't you go inside and have some food?
Bye, Uncle Osama. Good night, Daddy.
Good night, son.
You should be happy, Odion. This is development.
I cannot believe that in spite of this story I just told you, you two are already falling for the electricity lie.
Oh, but why do you call it a lie? You cannot judge everything by a single experience.
Okay. So what will you do when you get used to electricity and then it becomes so unstable, you don't get it for days on end? It happened to the city dwellers, you know.
Well, we will just have to start saving up for generators.
That is really smart. And when the fuel scarcity renders your generators useless?
That is quite simple. A number of petroleum pipelines run along near the village. It will be a simple matter of sending a few young men to siphon out some fuel from there.
You don't know what you're playing at. So what if an explosion occurs?
I guess we will just have to pick up the pieces and move on. It won't be the first explosion.
You really imagine that the village can cope with a pipeline explosion?
Well, it will be too devastating, I agree. But you see, we cannot continue to live without electricity. It has to come, sooner or later.
Your mother's usurper is swanning around as if she owns the place. And you are playing big brother to her bastard.
Shola is our sister.
a half-sister. You know how these things go when dealing with these parasites.
This isn't the time to
start. And when they steal everything Mother worked for.
Look, Helen can't go against Dad's will. What are you afraid of?
She stole Dad from Mother. That's what killed her. The shame of being usurped by her former house girl.
Oh, come on. Mother always had a weak heart.
Oh, you didn't think that when Helen took over?
That was then.
Nothing changes the fact. Helen will never have the final victory over Mother. We are the true Adeyemis, not that tramp and her daughter. Remember that.
Living in New York's turned you into a drama queen.
And living in London has made you so unconcerned with things here. Remember your student union days? Huh? When you protested against injustice and all that crap. Show some of that steel now. For us. For Mother. Huh?